there. Oh my goodness, here it is, the 20th of December. And I bet you're rushing around and asking yourself, oh, where's my checklist? Have I forgotten anything? Well, you probably did. Maybe you even forgot the turkey for the dinner. Just smile. It's okay. You're like all the rest of us. For sure, most of us have forgotten something or someone. We always do, don't we? I'll use my slogan today, and that is, 100 years from now, you won't know the difference. I guess that's what my family will remember when I'm gone. That's one of the slogans I've used through the years. Well, if you've tuned in to my broadcast during the month of December, you've been hearing messages on who is this Jesus, the Christ of Christmas. And my messages were impressed by the Holy Spirit after hearing a grandmother say, my granddaughter asked me, Grandmother, who is Jesus? So stay tuned, and I have some wonderful biblical answers today. I've been talking about Jesus and those who loved him and those who hated him and all kinds of responses to Jesus. And now today I want to give you some reasons why you should believe who Jesus is, very God. And my scriptural text today is Luke 7, 36 through 50, and I won't read the whole thing. I'll tell you the story. Jesus was invited to a home, and he was terribly mistreated by his host by the name of Simon. And Simon happened to be a well-to-do Pharisee, and he had made a big banquet in Jesus' honor. And he invited all of his friends, Pharisaical friends, to come. And he was so rude to Jesus, even though he was the honored guest. He failed to practice the usual customs that anyone would receive if they were the honored guests for a meal. Let me tell you what they was normal for them to do to a guest. First of all, they would be greeted with a kiss on the cheek. And then the next procedure would be to wash his feet or offer oil for anointing his head. Well, Simon wanted to try to trick Jesus into saying or doing something to allow the Pharisees to stone him to death. A woman saw what was happening. She happened to be another one of the invited guests. And she expressed her appreciation when she saw what was happening of who Jesus is. She began to weep. She felt so bad about it. So she hurried over and kissed Jesus' feet and covered his feet with ointment. You see, it was Mary, and she had accepted Jesus as her Messiah and her Savior. And she knew who Jesus is and was, very God. The truth is, Simon did not accept Jesus as the Messiah who had come to die for his sins. In Simon's eyes, Jesus was a good man. He was a prophet. A good teacher. And you know what? That's exactly the way so many listening to me, maybe even today, and all over the world, have this same opinion. And in light of the fact that so many have accepted this idea, I felt it necessary to follow through and tell you as best as I can who is Jesus. First of all, I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Like the woman who kissed Jesus' feet, I had to repent of my sins, and I had to ask Jesus for forgiveness and accept him into my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I know who he is because he is my Savior. And this, by the way, was the best decision I ever made in my entire long life. I was 16 years of age when I walked down to the altar and gave my life to Jesus. So let me say to you today, you just cannot afford to ignore Jesus, because your response not only influences your character, your belief system, your lifestyle, but it also determines your eternal destiny. Jesus identified himself by stating in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Notice that there's no middle ground. When it comes to deciding who Jesus is, it's pretty cut and dried. That's right. Either he is the divine Son of God, or he's a fraud. Jesus' life did not begin at Bethlehem, believe me. He existed long, long before that. As a member of the Trinity, Christ is the eternal Son of God, who has no beginning and no end. John 1:1 puts it so clearly. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Jesus and his Father are linked together so that what is done to one is also done to the other. So if you reject Christ, then you are rejecting God. You see, Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah who came to earth to carry out the will of his Father. He walked throughout Israel teaching and healing and performing miracles. At one point, he asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus told Peter that the Father had revealed this truth to him. Like Peter, we need help in order to comprehend who Jesus really is. So the best way to do that is search the scriptures. I want to give you a list of the attributes of Christ. First of all, he's the creator and sustainer of all things. That's spelled out in Colossians 1. 15 and 17. Then he is the sovereign, for he rules over the universe at all times. Psalm 103. He is omniscient, meaning the Lord knows all things in the past, all things present, and all things in the future. He is omnipotent. He demonstrated his divine power by performing miracles and raising the dead. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. He is both God and man. He took on human form while still retaining his deity. He is merciful. He is our great high priest, who sympathizes with our weaknesses and offers us mercy. It's most interesting to me that during the time that Christ was on earth, the majority of the people ignored him. Yet, No one has had a greater impact on the world than he did. Here are some things I want you to think about. Though Christ was born in a stable, kings came to worship him. Isn't that amazing? His birth is the event that divides time into BC and AD. He never ever wrote a song, excuse me, but thousands have been written to praise him. He never traveled far from home, yet he influenced the entire world. He never built a house, but he's in heaven and he's building a home for all of us who know him and love him and have taken him as our Savior. The devil couldn't deceive him, death couldn't destroy him, and the grave had no power to hold him. So let me say in conclusion, we can know all things that I've listed in my message today. But we have a choice. That's right. We must accept or we must reject his offer of salvation. We have a choice. We have a choice of heaven or hell. Thank God for the testimonies of the heroes of faith found in the scriptures in Hebrews 11. They lived and they died for Jesus. You know why? Because they believed by faith that Jesus is who he said he was. They faithfully spent their lives serving and following Jesus. So let me close with my own testimony. At 22, I gave my life to the Lord for full-time service. In other words, I said, Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to do. At age 22, I gave him my life. I married my precious husband, Warren, at age 24. We met at Bible college. We served the Lord together, both as pastor and wife, and mission representatives until his death at age 69. For all these years, I've been on the air at WWIB Radio with a desire that I might bring you the Word of God and that the Holy Spirit would convict you of your need of accepting Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. You see, the theme of our radio station is that you, the listener, might realize that Jesus died for you on the cross to save you from your sins, for we're all sinners, and that in doing so, you might want to join the heroes of the faith that are listed, and you might want to serve him right where you are. So really, I pray that today's broadcast might inspire you to consider not only salvation, but those who know him, service for his glory.